Let me tell you now, we are very ready for these elections. We got all the material for these elections, and all the security measures have been taken by the security forces. And as you were aware, all the logistic problems we got before have been solved.
So how transparent do you think today, Monday's election will be? Will Burundians enjoy free, fair, transparent election?
We prepared all the partners. We prepared all the partners, mainly the political party leaders, their militants. And in Burundi, when we say fair and transparent elections, we need the contribution of observers, mainly the domestic observers. We have international observers, and also we have observers sent by political parties. We think we cannot organize elections without observers because they contribute in securing the process and in sustaining the confidence among political party leaders.
Some of the opposition parties have expressed concerns about some unfairness ahead of today's vote. Have you addressed all those concerns, and are you going to assure them of fairness in this election?
We are every time meeting political party leaders, mainly them, because they are competing. We are meeting civil society organization leaders. We are meeting churches leaders, and also the partners of Burundi who are supporting financially and materially the election process. We think in Burundi, through the process of dialogue, we can get solution for every problem. And we advise them to avoid dramas. We advise them to understand we need to build and we need to consolidate peace, security, and reconciliation. This is the main objective when a nation is organizing election.
So how soon will Burundians be able to know the final result of the election after voting on Monday?
We consider communal elections are local elections. According to the Electoral Act, these elections are managed by the provincial electoral commissions, and the results will be announced by the provincial election commissions. But in Bujumbura, we will give opportunity to the different partners, to the different observers who will be in the capital city of Bujumbura, to know what are the provisional results coming from the provinces, because these elections are local ones.
Pierre, if the opposition groups or even the ruling party raise concerns about some aspect or some constituencies that there were some irregularities, how soon would you investigate and resolve those issues?
To tell the truth, really, there are no irregularities. You cannot say there are irregularities when elections are not organized. I can tell you today, the majority of political party leaders believe in the Electoral Commission of Burundi. We are working, we are informing them, we are communicating with all the partners so that they are informed, they know what we are doing, they know the difficulties we are facing too. Also, they know what are the positive achievements we are having. So as they are informed, as they are following what we are doing, really, there are no problems. There are no problem of confidence. People, of course, are struggling politically. this is normal. You cannot organize election without dramas. We cannot organize election without politicians who are accusing each other.
How cooperative are these political party leaders with the Electoral Commission to ensure a smooth voting process?
I can tell you again that in Burundi, we have a positive experience of election. The last election we organized in Burundi, it was in 2005. These elections were fair, credible, and transparent. The period was very difficult on the security ground. Today, we have improved the security situation. No war, no armed groups. Today, we can consider the conditions to organize elections are better than in 2005. How cannot we succeed these elections when we consider we have better conditions? We will succeed these elections, and we consider these elections will be fair, transparent, and credible.
Mr. Indaye Chariyi, what is your message to all the participating parties and to Burundians ahead of today's vote?
A message for all is a message of peace. They must understand that elections were organized can contribute in consolidating peace, security, and the reconciliation of Burundi people. But there is more. To succeed elections in Burundi is to support the security in the region, even in the continent. This is a challenge, and we must work so hard to succeed this challenge, because we need peace in Burundi, but we need also peace in the region of the Great Lakes region, and we need peace in the continent of Africa.